Weekly Conversation with Maitreya. The Weekly Conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic. Mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer of your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to Maitreya's previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously, Religious Groups section. Salam, and welcome to everyone.
Salam everyone, welcome to the Mishnah Maitreya's Conversation Room. As usual, we will be here with you for hour or hour and a half, depends on how many questions you will have. And we hope that you have gone to the website and have studied our teachings, and now you are here to ask questions about these teachings that have come to humanity at this end time. The old age indeed is at its end, and all the signs and prophecies and revelations point to this fact that humanity is in a brink of a great evolutionary leap in consciousness, and they have no choice but realize they are one humanity and they are all created by one creator, one God, and actually they are a part of God and they are not separated. And anything separates them from one another is not from the spirit. It's from ego. And therefore, this realization is emphasized in a greater degree in this revelation. So those who have vision and are visionary and their spirit is connected to God have no choice but see this truth is perfectly is making it clear to humanity that it is the time for man to come together as one. This revelation have been prophesied to come, and at the end time, eventually, the mystery of God will be finished, and it has. This is the revelation that revealed the whole mystery of God and shows the plan that God has since the flood of Noah and before it, from the foundation of creation, and how the eternal divine path is that revelation that unifies all humanity together as one. Therefore, going to the website and studying our teaching first is paramount in realizing what this revelation is all about and how eventually the mystery of God is finished here on earth. And of course, it's your decision and depends on the strength of your spirit. Either you will only accept this or will not. And then if you accept it, of course, that brings responsibility to you to come and join and help the revelation of God. This question on the room, knowledgeable, is asking, I want to know something. The symbol of your religion are the same symbol of witchcraft. What is that's against God? How you explain that, Maitreya? Well, there is nothing by itself is good or evil on this universe. It depends how you use it. Anybody can take any symbol and use it the way they want it. And I don't know which sign you are talking about. Probably you are referring to swastika. Swastika is the most ancient symbol on earth, and you can find it in every culture. And if you are talking about another sign, you can let us know which one you are talking about. But if you are talking about swastika, that actually the very sign plus have come from swastika, and people are using it every day. 1 + 1 is equal with 2, and it's a positive sign. It is plus, and ancient people and even Smithsonian knew about it, and there is a book digitized in our website that Smithsonian in 20s or 30s, 1930s or 20s, have published a book and praised the sign, how wonderful it is. And now that Hitler used it and tilted for Nazis, now everybody is against it. Therefore, you have to expand your knowledge and understand the history of what these signs are for. It's just like a knife of a surgeon. The knife itself is neither good or evil. It depends how you use a knife. If you give it to the hand of a skilled surgeon, it will heal. If you give it to a hand of a killer, it can kill. Therefore, signs have no power by themselves, like everything else in the universe. And actually, the very sign of the swastika is the movement of Kundalini in a mystical path that have been recognized and realized. The signs Kadusi in the medicine and medical disciplines are also the very movement of the same thing. So it is much more than just dismiss it because somebody, you know, believe that it's evil or it's from witchcraft, and therefore not to want to see the depth of the signs that have been revealed to humanity. Therefore, it's not an evil sign. You can use it for good, like every energy on earth. It depends how you use it. If you use an energy in a good thing, it become good. If you use it for evil, it'll become evil. And of course, this misunderstanding has to be explained. Still, many cultures using swastika in their religion, like Hinduism and Buddhists and even American Indian. In New Mexico, where we live, there is still a hotel in a city called Mountain Air that it has a swastika on its walls. And actually, very prophecies of the American Indian is based on a sign that it looks very much like swastika. So it has much more history than just relating it to Nazis and Hitler and coming up with the idea that this is evil or it's witchcraft. It has much more deeper than that. And therefore, you can understand this humanity again is believing in the things that is not the highest. And highest, of course, is in our website, is explained. In our teaching, it's been explained all of them, how all of them are from God. Well, knowledgeable says, can you speak my language if you from God? Well, God's language cannot be pronounced or uttered in the external world. It is a soul-to-soul relationship, as Christ said, that there will be one day there neither worship God in these hills nor in Jerusalem. They will worship God in their spirit, and therefore the language of God is nothing that you can utter to externally, and therefore whatever language you think it is the language of God, it is not. The language of God is the language of a spirit, and you study it in a spirit. Therefore, if you want to know the language of God, read though, and that if you have the God's spirit in you, it will resonate with your spirit, and you will know that indeed it is from God, and it is a revelation. That is the only way God talks to man, through revelations, through scriptures, through prophecies, and through the chosen one. Therefore, anybody who claim to speak to God, okay, they are in a kind of a delusion, because God has not chosen those people to reveal God to humanity. Therefore, know the way of God, and know the language of God is the language of a spirit. And therefore, if you have the Spirit of God, this revelation will appeal to you, and will you will see the light in it, and therefore you will accept it is from God. This teaching that basically is being prophesied at the end time. And at the end time, of course, the mystery of God will be finished. And it's amazing that God clearly says, no one knows my mystery until the seventh angel comes, the seventh revelation comes. And there is so many people on earth that claim to know the truth. Christian, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, Muslim, all of them, including hundreds and millions and others that they say they know God, they have a direct relationship with God, when God completely says and clearly says he's going to be a mystery until the end time. At the end time, when he reveals the mystery of God, then everybody knows his plan and his revelation. And still, so many people believe they know the truth. And it is amazing how they do not want to listen to the word of God. The word of God is very clear. Read Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. It clearly says nobody knows the truth until the seventh angel comes. And if that is the correct understanding, then how can anybody talk to God, know God's language, have a revelation, understand any religion is the last one? There it is, clearly says nobody knows. And therefore, anybody who thinks they know, they are not hearing the word of God. They are not hearing the voice of God. The voice of God only come through the revelation, through the prophets of God. And they have to recognize they haven't fulfilled the prophecies. They haven't received the seventh revelation of God. And therefore, they should be very, very careful not to accept the voices they hear, the culture they follow, the religion they have been grown in, but follow the word of God. The word of God is clear. There will be seventh angel, seven revelations, seven revealer. And when that seven revealer comes, only then he will reveal to you the mystery of God. And therefore, this is should be pretty much help humanity to recognize and realize that they should not listen to anyone or any person who claim things that are not a scripture. Therefore, anybody claims that they know the truth, they have the last word, they are the only way, they cannot be. Because God said nobody knows the mystery of God until the seventh revelation. And therefore, we all have to become discerning. We have to go to the scripture, the word of God, the revelation that have come through him. through the prophets and sent by God, and see this clearly, that we are here to listen to these scriptures, these words. And if we can convince all these other rooms, in even in Paltok, all those rooms, go to them and ask, have you guys, you know, fulfilled the prophecy? Are you the seventh angel? Do you have the truth? And all that. Therefore, if they don't, they should stop doing what they're doing, come here and join this revelation and become one with the Word of God. The sponsor is asking in Acts 4:12, it says, none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So my question is, what was the name they talked about? The name they talked about is the true name of God. It is the holy name. It is the word that Christ gave to his disciple to heal. And it is the word that cannot be pronounced. It is within every man and woman and every Adam and creation. Actually, the whole creation created by the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and all things are created by this word. And that word, of course, is revealed to those who become sincere and seeker and work for the mission and want to manifest the mission, and they become close to me. They will be initiated in this word, and that word, of course, will save you. Indeed, that name is what you will be saved with, and that is not a word you can pronounce and utter it in external world. We understand this very clearly at the time of Christ, when the disciples were healing, there was a sorcerer who wanted to know what they are healing it with. And he asked them, if they give it to him, he is going to give them riches and do everything they want him to do. But he wanted to know what the word was, and he did not give it to them. Nowadays they say, no, you heal in the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, or I heal in the name of Jesus. When if the disciple were uttering it as I heal in the name of Jesus, why did that sorcerer offer them money? They were uttering outside, you know, uttering in the external world. They didn't. They knew it between themselves, and therefore nobody could hear what they say and how they heal. Therefore, we can say that Christ later says, you come at the end time and call me, you know, whatever name you call me, and you say, you healed with my name, and I say, I know you not. And because the name you are using to heal is not my name. My name is not something that you can utter it in an external world. The moment you use that, you will corrupt the name of God. That is the only true name of God, and that is the name that everybody have within themselves. But of course, you cannot hear it, you cannot know it until it is awakened within you. And then when it's awakened, you meditate on it, and you are saved by it. And therefore, we can see again here, that's misunderstanding, that the name was this or the name was that, when there is no J in Hebrew at all. Therefore, that word, that name, is the holy name of God. And every prophet knew it. Christ revealed it to his disciple, and they healed with it. Prophet Muhammad was asked, what is the name of God? He said, God has 3,000 names. Humanity knows 2,999 of them, and they don't know one of them. And that name, of course, is his holy name. That is the name you are saved with. And therefore, now it is revealed to those who are indeed called for this revelation and for this mission. And those are the ones that is called elect. And of course, elect is the person who follow the eternal divine path. It is not a title. It's not a claim. This is not something that say, I am elect already because I have a big ego and I think I should be elect. No, it is a quality. It is the people who follow eternal divine path, who manifest God's work. God says, you know them by their fruits. If a person claims to be an elect and does not give fruit, they cannot be elect. They can be, they are absolutely not manifesting God's work. Therefore, we can see that they are false egos, that they are trying to believe they are elects. Therefore, the very word has been given to the disciples of Christ, is known by the prophets. It's the name of God that is within every man and woman and child, and they will know it when they hear it. And elect is the person who awaken the spiritual forces. They meditate, they concentrate, they contemplate, they understand their greatest sign, they look at it, they understand it, they realize it. They try to create the communities of light. Communities of light are the communities based on the eternal divine path, based on the revelation of God to this point. Then, of course, the communities of light is the Old Testament. The awakening of the spiritual forces, the first step is all the mystical path, Hinduism. But this is the only revelation or religion in Middle East and the West that included the mystical path. Neither Judaism, neither Christianity, neither Islam, neither Baha'i included the mystical path. They always felt Hinduism and Buddhism and all those religions are not from God, are witchcraft, are from the devil or this and that. But now God says, no, there were two plans. One was for Judo, Christian, Islamic, Baha'i teaching. Another was for mystical path. And mystical path is the spirit of all religion. If you don't understand mystical path, Hinduism and Sufism and Kabbalah and all those that says know thyself to know God, that God is everything, even Christ said, they are gods. Clearly, Christ is teaching a mystical concept here that everything is God. There is nothing out of God. And therefore, this is the only religion for whole humanity. This is the only revelation revealed not to a specific people or culture, but for whole humanity. It is now to let humanity know that they are all brothers and sisters. They cannot separate themselves with nationality, with bond, and countries, and culture, and gender, or whatever this is related to ego. They have to shatter all the narrowness of the mind. Therefore, the second step is the creation of communities of light. The Old Testament, that the study of the Old Testament, is talks about God is trying to choose a people, a community, a tribe, the 12 tribe of Israel. What's a tribe? It's a community. What kind of community? What kind of tribe? Is a tribe that will choose God as their king, as their leader, as their head, and his laws as his law, as the law of the community. And therefore, the community of light is the community that God is one and first, and he is the ultimate authority in that community, and his laws followed to the max and brought to that community and preached and understood and followed by everyone in the community. That was the whole theme of the Old Testament. God is trying to find this tribe of Israel. That is the second seal in our teaching. And the second revelation in our teaching, the third is sacrifice. You cannot create such a communities if there is no sacrifice in it. If the people are self-centered and selfish and always think about themselves, the stuff community and God and his ways. That brought by Christ. You know? Christ sacrificed all the ways. Therefore, the New Testament is also included in this our teaching. And you can say only the New Testament is correct, no other religion is correct, because God said, I will be a mystery until the end time. And at the end time, when the seventh revelation comes, it puts everything in their places and show all the revelation are from God, and they have a place in his revelations. Therefore, we can see the third seal is the sacrifice in the eternal divine path, and everybody in the community should give up themselves into the community, give more to the community than they take. It's just like a barrel of water. If you take more water than you put in the barrel, after a while, the barrel is going to be empty, and it doesn't have enough water for everybody in the to drink from. Therefore, the third step is sacrifice in the community, which is in the Old New Testament. And the fourth one is the surrendering and submission to the will of God. Of course, we know what the will of God is. The will of God is to follow eternal divine path, create communities of light, bring the kingdom of God on earth. Now, what is the will of God for me in this community? What God created me for in this community to manifest? And then surrender and submit to that will and accept the will of God for you and say, okay, God has created me for this purpose. I have this ability. I can do this thing. This is the way I can help. Therefore, God created me to be at this end time, at the time of the revelation of the seventh seal, to do what I am created for to do. Therefore, there is an umbrella of the will of God, which is this revelation, and it's individual will of God for each of us, where we fall into this revelation and in the will of God and the work of God. And therefore, surrendering submission, of course, is the very name of the Islam, come from surrendering and submission to God. If surrendering means, of course, not only know the will of God for you, but you do the job, you do the work, but you are not attached to the result. You say, God, I try to do my best, but I'm not attached to the result. Therefore, you don't create any karma. You don't create any attachment. You are free to go to do other things. Greater than surrendering, of course, is submission. You let God come through, and as Christ said, do the good job, but glorify God. That's why we say all thanks go to God, because the moment we accept the thanks to ourselves, we create ego that accept that thanks. And of course, according to our teaching, ego is the culprit, ego is the problem, ego separates, ego attaches itself to things. Ego is like an umbrella at the top of our head and doesn't let us connect to God. The less ego we have, the more connected to God we are, the less frustrated we will become, the more we see what is our job and will for us, and we dance and do our work with the will of God without being attached to the result, and therefore we free ourselves. And of course, if we let God come through all the time, God is perfect, therefore he does a perfect job. Whatever we do and we let God come through, of course, will be perfect. Therefore, the fourth seal is going to be Islam, means the surrendering and submission to God. And that is, of course, the highest spiritual realization you can have. If you are surrendering and submissive to God really and let God come through, you and the Father are one. And that is the goal for everybody, to become a son of God, to become in a state that God comes through you and you are a pure way or channel. I don't want to use channel because it's been misused, but you become pure revealer or pure person that you let the Spirit of God come through. Of course, you are free of any karma because God doesn't create karma. God acts according to the laws of the universe, and when you act according to the law of the universe, there is no sin, there is no reaction, there is no karma, there is no nothing that will, you know, slow you down or make you heavy. Your heaviness will be away. Knowledgeable is asking, do you know about the devils? knowledgeable. Okay. Well, devils is really the fallen spirits or the beings that they have listened to the voices that is not from God, and many religion and people, they concentrated on devil more than they concentrated on God. If you have the spirit of God, devil has no place in you. If you are concentrating your ego and your separation from God and your attachments and desires, indeed devil already have taken over you. And if you are not listening to the word of God and are afraid of devil, then you are afraid of devil more than afraid of God. Therefore, concentrate on God, concentrate on his revelation and his words, devil have no power over you. And those unclean spirits cannot do much to you. Therefore, do not be afraid of devils and the unclean spirit, but be concentrated on God, which those spirits are very afraid of. And of course, devil is the creatures that we have talked about many times in our teachings. They are in the crevices of our souls and mind and spirit. We have been taught, we have brought to believe in specific and special ways. We are attached to things in the external world. We are absolutely bombarded by the devilish thought and the ways of the world. You can say the devils are the ways of the world, not of God. And this revelation and the eternal divine path indeed release you from these creatures and these devils. And we teach you how to put the light on these creatures, and the light of God will eventually destroy them. Therefore, you're not afraid of devil, and devil has no place in our spirit or teaching and this revelation. It is all God. If God is everything and all is God, where is the devil? There is no place for the devil. The only devil is the illusion of the separation from God, which creates ego, and therefore we fall to our lower nature and we follow the ungodly ways. Godly way is the freedom and oneness with God and his spirit. Therefore, those religions who concentrate on devil indeed fall in the hand of devil. Those who concentrate on God, just like this mission, the devil have no power over them. Therefore, there's unclean spirit indeed are there. There are beings or spirits that indeed take over some people because their ego becomes so warped. And just like a warped star, it falls in on itself. And of course, those creatures can come over and take over them. Parent, the sponsor has a question. Go ahead, sponsor.
In Matthew 10:34, it says, "Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword." And I want you to explain that, please.
Yes, indeed. Many people say Christ came as the Prince of Peace. But from that sentence, we clearly see that he did not come as the Prince of Peace, but to send war and destruction and create upheaval that has been since last 2,000 years. There has not been any peace. And therefore, the prophecy for the Prince of Peace was not for Christ in that incarnation. And that's what it's referring. And we see indeed it has been fulfilled, and these wars and destruction for last 2,000 years. But the revelation for the Prince of Peace and the revealer of the peace is this revelation. This is the only revelation, the only religion, the only teachings that include other revelation, other teachings. Before that, all the revealer came and they said this is the only way, and therefore they excluded other religions, and the war and destruction and upheaval came to man in a greater degree. Still, the mystical path, Hindus, Buddhists, all those say, no, we don't need any prophet, we don't need any Messiah. You know, just meditate, you're going to fall in the ocean of God and you become one with God, and therefore this is the only way. Jews say, no, we are the chosen people, we are the only people God chose us, and nobody goes to God but through us and what we say. Christians say, no, we are the only way, and nobody goes to the Father but through Christ, therefore, you know, all of you are wrong. And of course, Muslims say, no, we have the last word. We are the only way, and everybody is wrong. So does Baha'is, that they say we have the last manifestation for next 1,000 years, or major manifestation. Therefore, all of them have been separating because they had only a part of the truth. Just like many times we explain, like a five blind man and the elephant. Each of them took a part of the elephant and say, oh, we have, you know, that's how elephant look like. And then, of course, this revelation is the man with the eye and came to say, no, all of you are correct. You have all had a part of the elephant, and therefore that is the reason you are fighting with each other, because each of you think either elephant look like a leaf, the one who had the ears, the one thought it is smooth like a, you know, bone, and he has the trunk, and another one, I mean, had the tusk, and another one said, no, it looked like a broom because he had the tail and all that. They were fighting with each other, and the man with the eye came and said, no, all of you are correct. That's exactly what this revelation is telling humanity. All of you are correct. You have a part of a greater truth. We accept your religion. We accept your revealer. We accept your prophet. We accept what God sent to you. But at the same time, God said it is going to be a mystery until the seventh revelation comes. This revelation is the revelation of peace. It's the revelation of unity. It's the revelation that has come to bring peace and the kingdom on earth. No one can do it. Neither Hindus, Buddhists, Christian, Jews, Muslim, even Muslim, it is clearly in Bible says they only will cover 1/4 of the earth, and they already have. Therefore, they cannot do much more. That's why they are trying to create kingdom according to them, but it is not the will of God. It's not going to happen. This is the only one that can bring the kingdom by people seeing more and more the word of God. This is it. God indeed says, I will be a mystery until the seventh angel. If they see that clearly, therefore they will relent, and they will realize that their religion is just a part of God, and whatever they have taught and believed is not ultimate, because God said, I'm going to be mystery, and nobody knows the truth until this revelation comes. If that is true, then everybody else is wrong on earth. Everybody else is only hanging into one part of God's revelation. Therefore, Christ was correct. Of course, in another part of that revelation is anytime a revealer come to earth, there is going to be a leap of human consciousness. And especially in this one, which is the greatest revelation ever been on earth for the last 12,000 years. And when this book, the book with the seven seals, is open, that is the only time that the whole universe rejoices. And therefore, we can see in this time a great leap of consciousness is coming to humanity. That's why we see such an upheaval. And the sooner humanity listen to this revelation, the sooner humanity realize that each of them have only a part of the truth, the sooner many people who believe they are Messiah, or they have the knowledge, or they are knowledgeable, and all that, they realize that God said, my way is to prophesy for thousands of years, And only the person who fulfills those prophecies is the mouthpiece of God. Therefore, they give up their understanding and they realize they must be very high souls indeed. And they might even be elects, but they can realize and recognize it through the revelation of the seven angel, and they can become a part of this revelation and join and realize they are not the one God sent to reveal to humanity the revelation of God, but they are here to help the light, to the revealer. Just like John the Baptist said, you know, I'm not the light, but I'm here to help the light. I'm here to help Christ. And he was right. He was the harbinger of Christ and came. He realized he is a great soul, but at the same time, he is not the revealer of the revelation of God. And that is one of the things humanity really have to recognize and realize, that they might be great souls. They might realize God a lot, and they have found a lot of truth, but they are not the revealer of God's revelation. Then, of course, they will become humble, and they go to website, come to our rooms, talk, come here, ask questions, and little by little, they see how perfect this revelation is. It almost covers everything in human life, and it brings peace and perfection into whatever in our lives are. If we really understand it and follow them, we will see that indeed this is the salvation of man. Of course, you know, another way of PRP is we will create the communities of light everywhere on earth. And little by little, when humanity eventually reach a point, they see that their way is not working and they will not work, they will come and join the communities more and more. And when the critical mass reached, of course, they will create God's kingdom on earth. And eventually, God will become the king of the earth. His laws become laws of the earth, and therefore humanity will have peace and unity and not destruction that we have at this time. Therefore, we can see that God indeed has fulfilled what he has prophesied and foretold to come, and now is here. One implication is God exists. God is not dead. God is indeed in control. He prophesies, he promises, and he fulfills them. Therefore, he is indeed here with us. Go ahead, sponsor.
It's a question about back in 1991, I was reading the Bible, and when I read the just before he was going to the cross, and I felt in myself the same thing as it was myself that was going on a cross. So I felt scared, and I was afraid to go to the cross. I was sure that it was for myself. And then I closed the book, and I opened it back only 1 or 2 years later. My question is, do I have to understand that by myself, or someone can help me with what is happening? Is that, am I right or wrong about that thought?
No, you're not wrong. It is actually the very idea of crucifixion of the Christ. Many people have experienced it, and they have taken that. It means that they were the Christ in himself, and therefore your experience is not unique. Many people do feel like that, and the very symbolic meaning of crucifixion is the first crucifixion of the lower nature. And as we teach, the first three levels of consciousness in human is the lower nature of man, and as we say, Christianity or teaching of Christ was the third seal. And therefore, he ever reached that point, they overcome their lower nature, they crucify their earthly desires and earthly longings for a greater and higher level of understanding and reaching to the higher self. And that is why the experience of crucifixion is very common, because indeed we all desire to crucify our lower nature and our earthly longing, and like Christ, become pure and absolutely one pointed toward God. And that is why Christ is so celebrated as a prophet who overcame lower nature and went to higher self and was willing to sacrifice himself for the rest of humanity. And because of that, he became the unblemished lamb who released the grace to humanity. Of course, grace was with Christians and Christianity to this point, but that is why we can see they prospered, and amazingly God blessed them with the fattest part of the earth. And then, of course, with this revelation, we can see the grace released to whole humanity. It no longer belong to a specific people. That's why we see a kind of a more equal equity have come on earth now. And that is one of the things also human to have to understand, that now they are much more equal than before, and the grace belongs to everybody. Therefore, this is the time for earth to be ripe for this revelation and coming of the kingdom and equity and justice for all. Therefore, that is why Christ is the symbol of the crucifixion of the lower nature, and the experience of being crucified is the longing for every man and woman and child to overcome their lower nature. We really don't want our lower nature also, although it is powerful and running us, and we are following all the little desires and wants that we have on earth, and then become attached to the thing on earth. But we really hate that part of us. We don't want to have it, and therefore we want to crucify. That part being crucified. Therefore, your experience is valid. It's okay, and you should just take it as the experience that every man and woman probably will experience it if they meditate. And actually, those people who start meditating and overcoming their lower natures, sometimes they feel very sad. They become very sad because they really want to go to higher self, but their lower nature, of course, pull them down. And they kind of they're sad that these creatures are going away, and then they're changing their lifestyle and no longer are, you know, interested in the things they were. But of course, as they progress, one day the joy will come to them, and they realize what they lost is replaced with a greater realization. So therefore, your experience is fine, but don't worry about it. Just accept it as something that many, many people experience, and it is valid, and that is what it means. Again, this is the conversation room of the Mission of Maitreya. We encourage everybody to go to our website, study our teachings, go to our room during the week and talk with the people in those rooms, and learn this revelation, how this has been prophesied to come. This is the revelation of the seven seals opened, and now humanity can realize what the plan of God was, what this revelation have been to this point. Therefore, they can now understand the whole truth of God, and therefore they can come together as one humanity, one God, one Savior, one world. And if they realize that, therefore there is nothing left for them to fight. The only thing left for them to come together, create communities of light, let the hierarchy manifest from the communities of light, and eventually when humanity is ready for it, we will see the kingdom will come on earth. We indeed are not opposing any system on earth at this time. We will create our own organization based on God's way, and we'll wait until humanity reaches a point that they realize God's way is better than man's way. Any system on earth is made by man. The only system made by God is based on the communities of light, based on the word of God, based on the Spirit of God, and eventually, of course, the elects will come together and create that communities. And of course, we were talking about these communities are based on the eternal divine path. And we were explaining how eternal divine path, you know, covers mystical path, like Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, you know, mystical Christianity, Sufis, and many, many other disciplines that teaches know thyself, to know God, be still and know that I am God. And then, of course, the Old Testament, which is the communities that they accept God as the leader, as king, and his laws as laws, and then to create such communities. Of course, that of course led to the Old Testament, the Hebrews. The New Testament teaches us sacrifice is necessary to create the communities of life. And of course, when we sacrifice, we become attached to the result of action. We create karmas, and karma, of course, create ego. And ego is the reason for separation of man from God. Therefore, the next step is surrendering and submission, which is the revelation came by Prophet Muhammad. Of course, some people say Prophet Muhammad wasn't really a prophet or from God. And but if you study or teaching, God promised both Abram and Abraham and his two sons to coming as the spiritual kingly statue with the scepter and the birthright. And if you realize that, even if Christian and Jews and Hindus and Buddhists realize this indeed has been prophesied to come, there we go. We have probably unified three-fourths of the population on earth by recognizing and realizing indeed God promised both to Abram and Abraham and his sons that a prophet will come from them. And of course, the message of Islam and the Prophet Muhammad was surrendering and submission to God. Surrendering means I do my work, I meditate, I try to create communities of light, I sacrifice, and then I surrender the result to God. I'm not attached to the result. I say, God, I did my best. Of course, I'm going to improve myself. I'm going to meditate if it wasn't perfect. But the result is yours. I'm not going to be attached to it. So I'm free of that. Greater is the submission to let God come through. Of course, the next step is expansion of the mind, realizing that the whole universe is God and there is nothing out of it. And therefore, we are free from any bondage and narrowness of the mind, like the nationality, gender, and all the things that narrows human to fight with each other and kill one another, and the whole universe become our home, God become our father and mother, and we are free from any narrowness of the mind. That was the message of Bob, who came and brought the universal point of the view, and now we know him about Baha'is. Of course, there are also people still follow Bob, original founder in Iran. They're called Babis. Some of them follow his chosen successor as Azal. So Azal, they call him Azalis, and those who follow Baha'ullah, they call him Baha'is. And of course, Baha'i teaching itself has spread to seven branches at this time, and therefore we can see that even Baha'i teaching is not the last. And God said, actually, very shortly after this fifth revelation, the seventh revelation, the ultimate revelation will come. And therefore, we can see everything just falls to the places. And this revelation indeed is from God, and it's called for the whole humanity and you to see this clearly and see it is God's revelation to you. And of course, God provided internet for us to, so you don't have to go anywhere. That's why Christ said, if they told you go here or go there, do not go. You know, because you don't need to. You can receive this revelation where you are. And when you receive the revelation, of course, you have the truth of God. Okay, Lou is asking, what is the meaning of number 40? Noah opened the windows of the ark after 40 days. David ruled Israel for 40 years. Esau spent 40 days in the desert, etc. Yes, 40 means a long time. It's a period, as a long period of time to show that it took a long time for that thing to happen. So when there was a flood for 40 days, you know, 40 days, was it exactly 40 days or 30 or 50? You know, the most important point I think it's made here is that it is a long time, a long period of time. Or he ruled Israel for 40 years. It could have been exactly 40 or 45 years, but the most important is that it's a long time. Fasting for 40 days, you know, in the desert, being in the desert for 40 days, you know, it means that there was a long time that he spent in desert by himself, meditating and progressing in his spiritual progress. So it means a long time. That's all how it means. And of course, four is the number of manifestation also. The most stable structure on earth has four corners. That's why we have our homes mostly made with the four corners. You know, it's the most stable structure. Also, four is the symbol of a struggle, because when you want to manifest something, you have to struggle to manifest. So the 40 also might mean, you know, there's a four and zero. You know, zero is it's the beginning of the next level. When we go to nine, we put the zero in front of one, so a new period starts, a new manifestation, a new way, you know, manifests itself. So it probably can mean, you know, four as a struggle and zero as manifesting then something that we have been worked for. So those have a lot of meaning. That most important thing is that it was a struggle by those people to manifest something and overcome, so they can come with a greater idea to humanity. And of course, going back to our explanation of the eternal divine path, when you go through these five steps, having of spiritual forces, mystical path, creation of communities of light, Old Testament, sacrifice, New Testament, surrendering and submission, Quran, and universalism, Baha'i teaching. If you follow these five steps, you are an elect. You become what God has been talking about in all the scriptures, my elect, my chosen people. So the chosen people neither is Hindus or Buddhists or mystical people, nor it is Judaism or Jews, nor is Christianity, nor is Muslim, nor is Baha'is. It is a quality. It is a manifestation of a person. He who meditates, awakens the spiritual forces, create communities of light, sacrifice for it, surrender and submit to God and become a universalist. This is an elect that God has been talking about all along in all the scriptures. It is not a race, it is not a people, it is a quality. That is the sixth seal, which we call in Paravipra, or para means beyond, vipra means intellect. And these are the elected people. Those are the one that God was talking about all along. And these are the people we are looking for. That's what this mission is all about. This conversation is for. These rooms, the website, the book, the revelation, everything is to find the elect on earth, those who are willing to go to this eternal divine path. If you're not willing to go to the eternal divine path, okay, you might be a helper, you might be a supporter, you might be a good person, you might be a wonderful person, but elect is the person who follow eternal divine path. And of course, these are the ones that will come together, create the facilitating body, create the communities of light, will bring the kingdom of God on earth and help everybody go to God at the end time, which is approaching fast. Okay, Clyde, is asking, I have been taught that 4 is the number of foundation, 0 is a spiritual, so 40 seems to be the symbol of a spiritual foundation. Now, that's a good explanation. The numerology has many meanings in them, and many people have understood it many different ways, but you are correct. 4 is the number of foundation. And also means it's the number of struggle, like 4, 4, 4. And when if it's 3 times repeated, it's emphasis of the strength of that number in that numerology. Just like 777 is the number of God. 7 is the number of mystic. 777 3 times is the number of God, or 6 is the number of attraction of the external world. So 666 is the number of devil, and attraction of Maya. And therefore, we can see all those numbers have some meaning for humanity. And 0, of course, is our numerology based on the 10. So when it goes to 9, the 10 is 10. So the new beginning, the new period of the struggle. Zigzag is asking, elect is an universalist? Well, elect is more than a universalist. Elect is the one who follow eternal divine path, as we just explained. Awaken the spiritual forces, meditate, concentrate, and contemplate, awaken the spiritual forces. They engage themselves in creation of communities of light. They sacrifice, they surrender and submit to God and become universalists. Universalist is the level of shattering all narrowness of the mind and freeing oneself from all the boundaries. So indeed, an elect is universalist. If you say I'm an elect, but I'm still attached to my culture, my nationality, my family, my anything that narrows you to a small part of the universe, of course you are still not become universal. It doesn't mean you don't love your countrymen or your culture or your family, but at the same time you expand yourself to include everybody else, and your love for them will include everybody on human, because you are the child of God and your country is the universe, not just a special place. That's why when you say, where are you from? You no longer say, I'm from this part or that part. You say, I'm from God. And where are you from? And usually they say, well, if you're from God, I'm from God too. See, we are from the same place. We are not separated. We are not bound with the boundaries that they artificially made on earth and say, hey, okay, if this line belongs to this country, if you come this way, you have to have a visa or something. No, you have to completely shatter all that and become universalist. Okay, apparently Silver has a question on Mark 13:20. And except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved, but for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he has shortened the days. Indeed, that is goes very well with the revelation that God talks about the dragon and the woman, and the woman flees from the dragon, and the dragon sends a flood to destroy him, his children, the son, and the elect. And God, and it says if it wasn't because of God, he would have succeeded. We can see that there is so much negativity actually has been sent toward this mission, toward this revelation, and there is so much resistance, and the children of the darkness, which don't have the light of the seventh revelation, still resist us, still are not accepting this wholeheartedly, and not joining to bring God's kingdom. And actually, if they had their ways, they would like to destroy it if they could. But of course, our Salvation is being relied on God and His grace and the way He will protect this revelation. We can see already He has protected it more than any other revelation or prophet before it. I can sit here and talk about this revelation and God and not being crucified, not being stoned, not being shot at, because God created this system, this way. And not only I can talk to people in my neighborhood, but I can talk to people in South America, in Europe, in Asia, in Africa, no matter where you are. If you have a cheap computer and a little connection to internet, which is everywhere, there's no place on earth they don't have internet. You can be in Himalayas and access the internet through satellites, and those who have internet, they will reveal, they will receive the blessing of this revelation. And of course, they are obligated to reach and preach and give this revelation to those who are not connected to internet and become in contact for the mission, and therefore they can spread the mission wherever they are. And therefore we can see, indeed, God is very protective of this revelation, and this is the greatest light has come to humanity. And of course, the darkness, of course, becomes stronger too. And they are trying to bring destruction to this, but they can't, because God said He will manifest His kingdom on earth. Therefore, our salvation should be God, and realizing God promised and He fulfilled. Therefore, He promised His kingdom will come and He will fulfill them no matter what happens around us or in the mission or anybody. And we have to resist those who want to change these teachings. We have to resist no matter how wonderful they look and how wonderful they claim to be a part of this mission, but they do not want to preach it and spread it according to the word of God. We have to resist them, because that's one of the things happened to many religions. Humans have changed the meaning of the revelation. They didn't understand it, they misunderstood it. Of course, they didn't have the whole truth. They didn't have the whole picture. So they made mistakes and they revealed it in a way that they become dogma now. And the most religion are dead, and they don't have the spirit of the original revelation. So we can see, indeed, God is very protective, and it wasn't because of Him, everybody would have perished. And we know we can destroy this earth 50 times over with the atomic bomb we have. So it is not that far-fetched idea to destruction of every man, woman, and child on earth can occur. And we are going toward it. There is so much struggle going between countries and nations, and everybody wants to change everybody else according to their own understanding and culture. And of course, it's not going to happen. The only culture is acceptable to everyone is the culture of God. And that is what we're preaching to humanity, the culture of God, the way of God, and coming together and seeing there is only one God and we can come together. Therefore, we have to preach the truth to everybody, but then it is up to you and those who reach this revelation and this teaching to see the truth and come together and dedicate their life to manifest it, and of course have the trust in God. The more you come together, create the communities of light, the more God will manifest through you, and the sooner we all will be saved by Him. Okay, it's 11:15, and is there no questions? We have come to a point that we can close the room, and of course the Eternal Divine Path is explained, as explained. The fifth seal is the universalism. The sixth seal is the elects, and elects are those that we're waiting for. And when we find them, we will create the facilitating body and will manifest the communities of light and eventually the kingdom of heaven on earth. Therefore, read this teaching, understand this revelation, see the truth of it, realize it is from God. If it wasn't from God, I wouldn't be preaching it and promoting it everywhere the way I can and the way it's been provided for me to preach it. And now it is, of course, up to you to to take it, to realize it. Don't let world get to you. Don't let Maya take you away from the mission. Don't let your understanding, your culture, your religion, your realizations cloud this revelation for you. Free yourself from anything that take you away from becoming an instrument for God. And come and join me, and let us become a great body of truth and light, and eventually together manifest God on earth. One quality of the elects are those who can work with me. We can create a rapport and a close relationship together. Therefore, we can become brothers, so, and co-workers and elects that we can bring about the 24 elders and the creation of the facilitating body together. Therefore, learn to understand the teaching and then learn how to work with me and come closer. You know, don't be afraid and say I'm not worthy of it, or, you know, put me on the pedestal up there somewhere that I'm unreachable to you. No, I'm a man that God chose to bring this revelation to you. And if we are respectful and respected, and if we mutually respect one another and able to talk and resolve, even if we have a problem with each other, we can resolve it by communication and respect, and eventually see who is the truthful one and accept that situation, so we can work to create the kingdom of God on earth. So meditate on this, prepare yourself, learn. Indeed, God is very accepting, so don't be afraid to come close. I close the room at this time. I don't see any questions. Again, I encourage everybody, reach out to other people, bring them to the room, send them to the website, bring them to the other rooms that we have. Let them know this revelation is for them also. It is for every man and woman on earth and children, and therefore everybody is invited in it. It is not for a specific people or a group of people, but it's the whole earth and humanity. Be with God and contemplate and meditate on this word and revelation, and realize that the Spirit of God indeed has returned to humanity. Salam, everybody.